This is the brief on coconut product prices. Okay, so today we're gonna unpack the latest market action for desiccated coconut and coconut oil. We're pulling this straight from the United Coconut Associations of the Philippines weekly bulletin. You know, it's pretty essential if you wanna understand what's shifting in these markets, both globally and right here at home. First up, let's look internationally. Coconut oil prices over in Rotterdam, well, they were a bit of a mixed bag. The weekly average price actually dipped a tiny bit, like $5.60, landing around $2,585 per metric ton, CIF, that's cost, insurance, and freight included. But interestingly, offers for future deliveries, what they call forward positions, they ended up settling higher. Kind of surprising, especially with palm oil looking weaker. Still, buying support was pretty quiet, and that price gap between coconut oil and palm kernel oil, it got a lot smaller. Second, let's bring it local to the Philippines. Crude coconut oil prices, they kept climbing. Sellers were asking between 135 and 140 Philippine pesos per kilo, which is up from last week. But then you look at the refined stuff, RBD, that's refined, bleached, and deodorized. Those offers actually eased back a bit, closing at 148 to 152 pieces per kilo. And get this, no active buyers reported. So you see different things happening even within the local market. And finally, desiccated coconut. Internationally, prices basically held steady, around 145 to 180 US cents a pound, FOB, or free on board, in places like the US and Europe. But back in Manila, the local price for those 100-pound bags, it nudged up slightly, finishing between 5,136 and 5,422 Philippine pesos. So a little upward push there domestically. These latest figures really give us a detailed snapshot of the different forces at play for these key coconut products, both around the world and locally.